I began to catastrophize, I suppose would be the best way to describe it. And so if I read any story in the newspaper that was any way related to, you know, like a child being, you know, hit by a car or abducted or something, I immediately would put my son into that position. And in my mind, that became my reality. So I would struggle to sleep at night because I couldn't help but see these horrible images of my son being hurt or taken from me or something like that. This became my reality. It wasn't a case of I have a healthy, happy child. My reality was I have a child and she's going to die. You know, I couldn't help but almost mourn her, despite the fact that she, you know, she wasn't, there was nothing wrong with her. She was healthy, she was happy. I think now we live in a day and an age where social media has such an impact on people's lives and people can pick and choose what they put on. And if people are just seeing these good images and then thinking that they should be feeling these good images, that's not the full picture, which I think so many people can, you know, lose sight of. There is nothing to be ashamed of, and it's not a case of a class thing or, you know, a reflection on you being a good parent or a bad parent. Because, I mean, I've spoken to fathers as well. It's not just necessarily women. You're human. People are allowed to hurt and people are allowed to struggle and people are allowed to ask for help. And there is no shame in that at all.